Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everyone? Dr. Zeeshan here. I want to preface this episode by letting you know the following story that you're going to hear is absolutely inspirational. It's motivational. It will put things into perspective. Hopefully it does. I never want you to give up. And this is a prime example of that. It's absolutely moving. It's humbling. It's something that I had to share. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of our wonderful nurse, Rita.
She's about to share a story that I want every single person in here to pay attention to. There's not one person that can make an excuse. There's not one person that should feel defeated. There's not one person that should ever give up after hearing this story. Yeah, grab your Kleenex box. This is a true story. Rita is I'm going to say your age if that's okay. May I get permission?
It's okay. I'm thankful.
Because you
to
look
be alive.
Beautiful for how old you are, okay? All right. Rita is, how old are you, Rita?
68 years old.
68 years old. Nurse Rita is 68 years old. Nurse Rita, when did you start your journey? How long ago?
I started my journey like really 40 years ago, but I had failed the first time because they had a legs program, which kind of, you know, it didn't really instruct you to do anything. So I had transferred to Maryville College in St. Louis, and I flunked out by 1 8/10 point in 1987. But I went on and got my degree in psychology. And then I transferred to Fairleigh Dickerson University in Teaneck, New Jersey. And I graduated from there in May of 91 with my BSN as a nurse.
Yes. 91. So exactly 30 years since Nurse Rita has been out of school. Okay. So that in and of itself, okay, this, you know, the age is, I mean, and you look great, and you, I would never guess that. Okay. So kudos to you. Please do share what you're doing because I want to age gracefully as well. But 30 years since you graduated, that is a record for me. The age is a record for me, but yes. How many times did you attempt this exam?
21 times. When I passed, it was my 22nd.
It's 21 times, 21 times. Yeah. And she passed the 22nd time. Now, let me tell you, Rita reached out to our program and they gave her my cell number because of the story. 21 times, 30 years out of school. Okay, just put that in perspective. I never gave up. Rita, you were working two jobs. While
as a security guard and doing private duty nursing, yes. Work seven
as
days
a security
a week.
Guard, 7 days a week, two jobs. You applied for a credit card, which gave you a limit of how much?
$500.
And what did you spend that $500 on, Rita?
$499 on high yield class.
On the NCLEX high yield course. I didn't know this until I legitimately, we talked 2-3 days ago. And I had no clue. Didn't know about the scholarship. Didn't apply. Didn't ask for any help. Went out there, applied for a credit card. Luckily got approved for $500 and used it all.
Had a dollar left.
Had a dollar left to her name. Not knowing how you were going to pay it off at the end of the day. I mean, realistically,
that's true.
You know, you had two jobs. You're going to, you know, min pay. Look, I've been there. We've all been there. And
yes,
that was... But you had said something. You said that when you had heard me teach, was it you? I think YouTube that you had seen me on, or what was it that you had seen me on?
I had seen you on Facebook, YouTube, and the podcast. And I said to myself, you know what? That man knows what he's talking about. He knows how to teach. And when I heard you teach the cardiovascular system, I could repeat it. And I understood what you were saying. And then when you mentioned the method, it was so funny to me because when I used to take tests, I would start at the bottom and go up because I would be so bored because nothing really ever held my attention. I think I was slightly ADD and I really didn't know organization and structure. And when I heard you gave me structure and you gave clarity and organization. And I was like, you know what? When I heard you say it's time for you to invest in yourself, it's like, you know what? That's when I'm taking out that credit card and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do exactly what he told me, the method, AskGraph, and UWorld. I had taken UWorld for about 6 years, but I didn't know how to utilize it until I heard you, you know, say how you use it. And I never knew.
Yeah.
I never knew.
And Rita, how many questions were you?
I was 145 and out.
145
and out. And I must tell you this. Is that I have a group, a study group. It's Marie, Sharon, Shelley, Favor, and Ramona. And everybody kept saying 75 and out. So when I sat down there and it went past 75, I heard you say, Dr. Z, what am I freaking out about? And I wasn't freaking out about a freaking thing, okay? I got up, went to the bathroom, prayed, drank some water, kind of exercised a little bit, and then I got back in the game, baby. I got back in the game. And, you know, I thank and praise God for you. You are a gift.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That really, I mean, when I heard this story, I was, I'm not going to lie, I got goosebumps, I got chills, I even teared up because it was so special to me because what I told Rita, and Rita, this is, I said this verbatim to you and I ago, because when we talked on the phone, you were like, well, I failed 21 times, like, that's kind of embarrassing, and I was like, so I failed too, but we're here. And what I said to everyone is, what I told Rita, I go, Rita, this is special. This is special because you worked 30 years, arguably 40, getting into it. You were put down by people around you that didn't believe in you, but you still persevered. You worked two jobs and pulled out a credit card and maxed it out without asking for any help. You made it happen. You were in the August course. You haven't been with me for a long time. You were in the August course and made it happen.
July, August course. Mm-hmm.
And you made it happen in 2.5 months. And I said, Rita, you're sharing this story. I don't care what you have to say. I'm forcing you to, because this story is going to outlive both of us.
Yes.
This story is going to outlive both of us. If we are no longer here, people are going to hear this story. They're going to remember the story because we're posting it on podcasts, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, because people need to hear this. People need to hear this. And yep. It's life changing. You get to start your dream now.
Yes. And I thank God for that. I really do. I thank God for that. It's because I've always viewed myself as not being such a smart person. But if a person told me how to do something, I could do it, you know. And I remember when I graduated with my degree in psych and I was in the nursing program, this doctor told me at my graduation, you will never, I mean, never pass the boards. And people don't realize how they crush you with words, negative words. And another person, not even 2 or 3 years ago, told me, oh, baby, I can't help you. 20 years, and hung up the phone on me. It's like, you know what, Lord, I thank you for being a good God anyhow, in spite of it all and what it looks like. When I heard you, Dr. Z, I knew it was God because I understood your language and how you put it over. You know, you put it over, you know what you're talking about. And when a man or a woman knows how to teach, a person can get anything.
Absolutely.
They can understand anything.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad. And Rita, you didn't even check in. You just did it on your own. You really did.
You realized, well, you gave me Yeah, you gave me the structure. You gave me the organization skills. And so I just ran with it. I couldn't do 40, you know, four sets of 40, but I did five sets of 30, you know, because I'm older. And I noticed that when I did the 40s, that when I went past 30, then I start declining.
But
if I went,
find your rhythm, find your groove. Well,
yeah.
Just as a recap, I need to just reiterate this. Rita has had a 40-year journey, 30 years since she graduated, 68 years young, a beautiful 68 years old.
Thank you.
My apologies. Failed 21 times, worked two jobs, one as a security guard, took out a loan or a credit card application, which luckily gave you a $500 limit. And you maxed it out on the course, and you're about to make that money back in a heartbeat. You didn't even know about the scholarship, otherwise you probably would have gotten that, knowing the committee. But nonetheless, you were in the July-August course. We are now just barely in the middle of September, and you are officially in a 40-year journey, Nurse Rita.
Amen.
Everyone needs to give this woman some props right now. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing, Rita. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the story that is going to outlive both of us. I'm so
Absolutely.
Honored. I'm so honored to have the opportunity to be a part of your journey. That is, it makes me realize why I do what I do. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right.
Thanks, Rita. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
So it was truly a special story. I can't, lost of words. You can't even describe things like that. You just have to hear it from the horse's mouth. If you don't think that we're out here doing something different, just know we are. If you know, or if you're here, you're in the right place, and just know that we're with you till you pass. When you take that live course, we don't give up on anybody, whatever your journey is.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to that story. I hope that if there was any takeaway from it, it was to never, ever, ever give up. You know, make sure that you're using all our free resources. Make the sacrifice if you need to. It doesn't have to be with us, but invest in yourself. But we have a little bit of a different philosophy. I have a different philosophy. We're with you till you pass. We're not about charging you over and over and over again. We already know how hard it is to get to that end game, that end goal. So just our culture, our philosophy in this company, my upbringing, my failures, my success, everything is kind of put together the way that this company views and treats our students. So, you know, keep utilizing all these things and don't give up. Don't give up. We're here for you. Keep using all our free resources. We're trying to put out as much as we can. So stay tuned. And thank you again for joining me on this arguably one of the most special stories I've heard in my career. So good luck to everyone. And thank you again for joining me.